Now, in the animal world, it's well established that females favour males with the biggest horns or antlers. But nobody has understood how some males are able to grow them more successfully than others. Now, new research in the journal Science could shed some light on this question. Beth McLeod reports.
Growing large antlers or horns gives male animals a certain swagger, and for good reason. The bigger the ornaments on their head, the more popular the male will be with the opposite sex. An American team of researchers has been looking at why some males are so much more successful at growing them than others, and found that the answer could be insulin. The horns are very responsive to the hormone, which is more present in animals that eat more, and so larger horns signal that the male is a good mate. Dr. Laura Levine is one of the research scientists who led the study.
If you take how much food he's getting as he's developing as an indication of his quality, which is when he becomes really large and robust and he makes this really large horn, then he's walking around carrying this big symbol of his fitness, of what a good male he is.
Their research focused on the Japanese rhinoceros beetle, whose males grow horns up to two-thirds the length of their bodies. They found that when they shut off the path that signals insulin, the horns were stunted. It's likely their findings also apply to many other species, including deer and crabs.
Beth McLeod.